The County 10 podcast is made possible by the Shoshone Rose Casino. Shoshone Rose now open 24 hours a day. The Dekagaihi Restaurant open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. A couple of big events coming up in October. Saturday the 19th, it's Ladies Night. They're going to have drawings for designer purses from 6 to 9 p.m. and a $10 match play for ladies also between 6 and 9 p.m. Saturday, October 19th, join the Shoshone Rose Casino for Ladies Night. Big Halloween party planned as well on October 31st. Today's show also made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique in Lander. They're at 258 Main Street. They've got two new lines of fall clothing in store for you now, including that brand called Foil. It's a New Zealand brand that uses soft merino wool. Bells and Bows crew say it's the softest wool they've ever felt. They've got another line called Tribal in, so it's a perfect time to pick out a new fall or winter wardrobe. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique has you covered. Like them on Facebook and check out their store next time you're shopping in downtown Lander. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Wednesday, October 9th to you. It is the County 10 Podcast, episode number 54 here in the Porter's 10Cast studio in the county10.com offices in Riverton. Glad to have you on board today. Hope you're staying warm across Fremont County. Going to be a cold one for another at least couple days, and then weekend looking nicer. At least temperatures getting sunny and back up into the mid-50s. If you missed the conversation with Tim Troutman from the National Weather Service yesterday, we had him on the podcast. You can back up and listen to that. He tells us more about the winter storm and what to expect this week, plus some preparedness tips and kind of the outlook overall for winter in Wyoming. There's nothing too crazy there, but he does share a couple of tips about what kind of winter we're in store for. So if you missed that conversation yesterday, it is under the County 10 Podcast. You can always find that at 10cast.county10.com or by subscribing via your favorite podcast app. Glad to have you on board today. We're going to talk another activity that makes it feel like winter is upon us, some Riverton hockey. Jeremy Hughes from the Riverton Ice Hockey Association is going to join us, talk about youth hockey, a big event they've got coming up. They've got a fun dinner planned and your chance to bid on some cool items for a good cause. Plus, we'll talk a little bit more about the ice rink facility here in Riverton and what the long-term plans are for it. So even if you're not a hockey fan or plugged into the hockey scene, kind of interesting news about a facility in Riverton on the program with Jeremy Hughes coming up today. I want to thank our good friends at Rendezvous Dental making the County 10 Podcast possible. I say this all the time, but the staff over there is top-notch. Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett are both great people, and they invest a lot into this community. They help out with a lot of youth activities. So kind of the thing I always like to do, not only looking for small businesses to support, but to see who is pumping some of that money back into the community, to see who's going above and beyond. And those are the businesses and the business owners I like to support. Rendezvous Dental definitely does that with giving back to the community. You can follow their Facebook and Instagram page for more. They're accepting new patients now, including children. They can treat the whole family in one stop. Get those teeth bright and shiny at Rendezvous Dental. They're at 312 North 8th West in Riverton. County 10 Podcast also made possible by our good friends at the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Want to welcome them on board here with the County 10 Podcast. Big fan of everything that YDOT does. And YDOT, of course, reminds you that everybody in Fremont County should be able to enjoy social events and a night out with friends. But if you're going to have a drink, make sure you plan ahead. Call a cab, call a friend. We've even got Uber and Lyft in Fremont County now. So download the app. Whatever you got to do, don't drink and drive. A DUI could cost you financially. You could lose your job, and it may even cost you or someone else their life. Be smart, please get a designated driver. Thanks to the Wyoming Department of Transportation making the County 10 podcast possible. And finally, County 10 podcast made possible by Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy. They're at 4th and Main and Lander. They've got two certified hand therapists on staff. A hand therapist has had over 4,000 hours in training when it comes to hand and limb issues. If you've got any kind of mobility issue, any kind of pain issue, these people can help you. Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy. Even if you think you've got an ailment with your hands or your limbs that is going to be untreatable or baffling to this staff, just give them a call and ask if they can help you. I think you might be surprised. These people know everything about hands and limbs, basically. So stop living in discomfort. Call Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy or stop in and see them at 4th and Main and Lander. They're right next to the Verizon store. Great team there. Thanks to Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy making the podcast possible. We'll visit with Jeremy Hughes from the Riverton Ice Hockey Association right after a quick timeout.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Kirsten.
And we're the hosts of Rediscover the Winds, a Wyoming history podcast.
We highlight unique artifacts from the Fremont County Museum System and the stories of this unique, rugged, and absolutely beautiful area of Wyoming.
And now Rediscover the Winds is teaming up with TenCast. You'll be able to find the show on all the places you did before, but now you can also find it on the TenCast Network.
New episodes are coming soon, so subscribe, review, like TenCast on Facebook and Twitter, and be on the lookout for the Rediscover the Winds, a Wyoming history podcast.
All right, it is the County 10 podcast. We're in the Porter's 10Cast studio in the County10.com office. I'm Jared Anderson, pleased to be joined by Jeremy Hughes. Jeremy, you are the president of the Riverton Ice Hockey Association, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And what does the president get to do exactly?
Ooh, lots of things, but it's a joy. We have a lot of stuff going on right now to get ready for the season. Last night we just had one of our equipment checkouts, which we'll have a couple more throughout the year to get all their kids their equipment. Took care of scheduling the games for the season. We have kind of a group of kids that are from the squirt age and older that play in a Wyoming league. Mm-hmm. And every year we have to set the schedule for that league. The Mites and younger, our younger groups, they usually just play in tournaments throughout the year, which is a fun thing for them as well. So they don't have a league, but they get some games throughout the year, which is a treat for them, and they really enjoy those tournaments. So
yeah, that's fantastic, and I'm sure a lot of work goes into it. It seems like the hockey aspect in sports would be fun, but then you probably get bogged down a little bit in the analytics and scheduling everything.
Yep. There's a lot of administration that goes on as the president, and that's not the fun stuff. The fun stuff is definitely the coaching and working with the kids and seeing their joy when they get out on the ice and they enjoy a new sport, something that a lot of kids from around here aren't traditionally used to, because hockey is definitely not a popular sport. But most of the kids that we get into it, they really enjoy it. They come around year after year. We don't have a lot of attrition in our program, which is really cool. I know a lot of the other programs around the state have problems keeping kids involved, but fortunately, we don't have that problem. We have kids that come out and enjoy it and come back year after year, which is cool to see.
That's really great. Your background, are you from here originally?
I'm actually from Casper, Wyoming, originally. Okay. Grew up there, went down to school in Laramie, and then after I graduated in Laramie, I ended up here back in Riverton working up at the college.
Cool. So I work at CWC, a volunteer you're the president of the Ice Hockey Association. How did you get involved with hockey, kind of? Has that been something you've always
loved? So, yeah, my passion is definitely hockey. I've grown up playing hockey since I was probably, I started when I was about 3 or 4 years old in Casper. I've played every year of my life since, so I've been involved for over 30 plus years. When I went to college in Laramie, I actually played on their club team there, and we won a national championship 1 year, which was really cool.
I remember that. Cool.
Yep. It's definitely my passion, and I've been involved with it since I was little, as long as I can remember, and I don't see myself ever changing that. I mean, it's one of the nice things about hockey is it's a lifelong sport. A lot of other things, you know, you grow up playing, and when you graduate high school, if you don't make it to college, that's kind of the end of your gig. Hockey is great. I mean, you can see kids from 2 or 3 years old all the way to guys in their 80s playing hockey. So
yeah,
it's really cool.
Absolutely. When is our hockey season getting full swing here for the kids?
So kind of a two-part question or answer there for you. Unfortunately, we're a rink that is provided by the great Mother Nature. So we do have some cold weather coming this week, which is good to see for us, but it's not going to last, so it's not going to give us ice long term. But we're totally dependent on Mother Nature. We wait for the weather to get cold for us to have ice, so we don't start practices here probably until December, but it kind of depends on the weather. 2 years ago, our first practice was December 26th.
Wow.
Last season, our first practice was November 30th, so I mean, your guess is as good as mine. But we do usually schedule practices, so there's that Wyoming League that I talked about earlier. We have kids that play in that. Those games start the beginning of November usually. This year we got our schedule worked out pretty nice where we don't actually start games until the first weekend of December. So that's good for our kids. So what we do early in the season is we schedule practices around the state, usually in Pinedale, which is, you know, about two and a half hour drive for our families. They go there, we get a practice in, and then come home, and we usually do that twice a week weekend. So they'll get some practices in November, and then we'll start games in December.
Cool. I feel like a lot of people that aren't interested in hockey or don't know much about the program see that building and wonder what it is exactly, or what's it take to maintain that building, and do you need anything from the community to help out with that place?
Yeah, so our building location, a lot of people probably don't know where it is. So it's actually down off of Smith Road, right by the Riverton Bale Station and the baseball and softball, youth softball fields down there. That building is where our current location is. In my opinion, that's probably not our long-term permanent location just because there's some issues with that property. The main issue being that we're below the sewer line. So right now we don't have any restroom facilities. So we do have porta potties that we bring in during the course of the season that our kids can use, our fans can use, our families can use. But it's not ideal. And like I said, we're below the sewer line. So there's a lot of issues with that current property. To maintain it, we do have a city water connection, and that's pretty much all we need is the water, because we have to flood it in the wintertime and let it freeze, and then we need water for the Zamboni, and then we also have propane, so that the Zamboni runs on propane. We also have propane heaters, that kind of thing. That facility definitely has its challenges. I mean, we've made a lot of improvements to it the last couple of years. Actually, this past year, we just did a lot of fundraising and made enough money to purchase some new boards. So we're putting in some new boards this year, which is really cool. We're also getting some new glass, making some improvements to the locker rooms. So it is, it's not something that we just let sit and we don't try to improve. We definitely put in for grants, things like that, to make improvements. We have put in grant requests for a refrigeration system. Right now, like I said, we're provided ice by good old Mother Nature. It'd be nice to have a refrigeration system, mm-hmm. so we can have more of a set season where we say practices start on this day, practices will end this day, whereas we don't know right now. So we've looked into that. A new system is $347,000. They're pretty expensive. We've looked at used systems that we could get probably between $80,000 and $100,000, but that's also very expensive. We put in for grants for those, and unfortunately, they've all been denied. But we're going to keep working. And I think once we get refrigeration, those are portable. So once we have a refrigeration system, our next goal is to look at maybe more of a permanent home where mm-hmm. we can have a building with bathrooms and a full concession stand, something that you'd see around other communities where they actually have a hockey rink and the community come use it for open skates and things like that. So that's our next challenge, is the refrigeration system, and then after that start looking for a permanent home.
Yeah, that sounds like a labor-intensive building, but appreciate all the work that you and your team puts into that there every year. Let's talk about the fundraiser coming up. It's October 17th, right?
And October 19th. Saturday. Yep, Saturday, okay. October 19th at the Fairgrounds building here in Riverton. Yep, so that's, I talked about, some of the figures of how we're going to get to our next step. So trying to meet those goals, we came up with the idea of creating this dinner auction that we've done for the last 3 years now. This will be our third year in a row. We're going to do it at the fairgrounds this year on Saturday, October 19th. It starts at 4 o'clock. The doors will open. We'll have some games. We have a cornhole toss game. We have a putt-putt game. We have raffles. We have silent auctions. Right about probably 6:30 or 7, we'll have a dinner featuring pulled pork by Paul Downey. After dinner, probably around 7:30 or 8, we'll get started with the live auction. And then that'll carry us through to the end of the night. It's a fun event. We have lots of items that have been donated. We have a really cool epoxy table that was made. We have a fire pit, pellet grill, a gun safe, trailers, all sorts of signs, gift baskets, guns, things like that. So it's going to be a great event. We're selling tickets for $30 each ticket, or you can get a sponsor table that features that is a guaranteed table of 8, and that's $450. So anybody that's looking to get tickets, we'd appreciate your presence at the event, and you can go to rivertonhockey.org/tickets to buy tickets, or you can get them in person at Bailey Tire and Auto Service or Mirror Image.
Very cool. I'd encourage everybody to go check it out. I get to support a great cause here in Fremont County, and get dinner too. There's a barbecue, so I don't know what's not to like about that.
Exactly.
How much does this fundraiser kind of mean to your team and funding throughout the season?
Yeah, so it means a lot. I mean, this is our biggest fundraiser we do every year. We also do some in-season fundraisers, a raffle, cash raffle as well. But this one is our biggest one, and trying to meet our goals. I mean, like I said, we've put in for grants. Unfortunately, they've all been denied, but we're trying to meet the goal of being able to purchase a refrigeration system ourselves. And this is our biggest biggest means of getting to that goal. Mm-hmm. So any help from anybody is definitely appreciated.
You mentioned the hockey culture here is great from the people that are involved in it. Is there kind of an age group that you see the most emphasis that want to be hockey players here, or is it just kind of spread out between?
Yeah, it's really spread out. So, I mean, we have kids involved in our program that are 2 years old, and then we have kids all the way in high school in their senior year. We also have an adult league that skates. I'm one of the cool players that plays in the adult league. So we do have older than that, but it's not really involved with the youth association. The youth association mostly focuses on anyone 18 and younger, and like I said, we'll take kids as young as they want, as if families are willing to sign them up. I mean, we have 2-year-olds that are involved and out there on skates, and
awesome,
it's fun to see.
Awesome. Finally for you, I guess, besides the dinner coming up, which I encourage everybody to go check out, is there anything else you need from the community? Where can folks help out or consistently give back to the Ice Hockey Association?
Yeah, so I mean, we do have openings on our board. We do have one opening right now. So I mean, if anybody is looking to get involved through that capacity, we definitely accept you there. Outside of that, for our home games, you know, it's not run by a city or an organization like most other places are. We're completely volunteer ran. So if anybody wants to learn how to drive Zamboni, come on down. We'll throw you on the Zamboni. Okay. And
right,
you can listen to the good old "I Want to Drive the Zamboni" song. And
sounds like a bucket list thing for a lot of people.
Or you know, anybody that wants to get involved, definitely reach out to us. There's a contact link on our website, rivertonhockey.org. We can put you to work in some capacity for sure. The biggest thing that we have going on right now is every Wednesday night we've been meeting down at the rink to put in the new boards. Like I said, last year we did a lot of legwork and fundraised to buy new boards. Right now we're putting in those new boards. So if anybody has a drill and is bored on a Wednesday night, come on down to the rink and we'll put you to work too.
Awesome. Very good. Who you got in the Stanley Cup this year?
Oh, St. Louis Blues all the way, baby. They're going to repeat.
Okay.
That's my team.
All right. We'll see. We'll see.
You got somebody else?
I took Toronto at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, they got a good young team. Matthews is a pretty big stud.
They do, but we'll wait and see. I'm a Colorado guy, so I'm at least holding out for a playoff spot.
Maybe it could be Colorado-Toronto. I mean, that could be... Colorado's a good young team.
I don't know if they've got enough to get to the finals, but we'll see. All right. I could talk about that forever. Thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. And go support the Riverton Ice Hockey Association. Come back and join us anytime.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Jeremy Hughes, he is the president of the Riverton Ice Hockey Association. I encourage you to go check out that dinner on Saturday the 19th. I don't know why I keep saying the 17th, but it is Saturday the 19th of October. More details through the Riverton Ice Hockey website, like Jeremy said right there. I encourage you to go check that out. Hopefully this is coming out to you as well, but as the host of this show now for 54 episodes, I am discovering a ton of things that are worthwhile, positive causes in Fremont County, whether it's youth sports like Jeremy's involved with there, or nonprofits like when we had Eagles Hope Transitions on the show, and at least along the 10Cast network, there have been some really eye-opening guests with all the things that you can volunteer for and get involved with in Fremont County. So encourage you, even if it's just a couple hours on one day, to get involved and volunteer your efforts with helping out some of these great places that are going above and beyond in Fremont County. There's something for everybody to get involved with. Let's take a look at a few events from across Fremont County. If you're listening to this the day it was released, which is Wednesday, October the 9th, there's a couple things going on tonight. The Riverton Chamber of Commerce and new director Ashley Strickland hosting a meet and greet at County 10. You can come check out the new Chamber of Commerce staff and meet and greet Ashley Strickland. I'm told there may be appetizers, so that's always a plus as well. That happens tonight at 5:30. Also, coming up tonight, if you've got kids, this is especially exciting. The Riverton Fire Department hosting their annual open house from 6 to 8 p.m. at Fire Station Number 4. That's at 404 South Broadway. There's going to be games and activities for the kids. Plus, they get to check out the firefighters and the trucks. And there's a couple of helicopter demonstrations. They're doing an extraction demonstration. And Smokey the Bear is going to be there. I'm told they've got hot dogs and cookies and stuff. So that's going to be fun. 6 to 8 tonight at the Fire Station Number 4 in Riverton at 404 South Broadway. Coming up on Saturday, the Lander Valley Farmers Market Fall Harvest Festival wraps up the farmers market season starting at 9 a.m. Lander City Park. All the fresh produce and baked goods and jams and jellies and salsas you can handle. I love stocking up on the farmers market, and the fall harvest one is the best one to get to. Lost Springs Band going to be playing music, so bundle up and get out there on Saturday morning to Lander City Park. Also want to let you know this is pretty cool, and this is going to be a recurring thing through the Fremont County Museum system, but the first one, at least that I see on the schedule, on Thursday, October 17th, Riverton Museum is hosting Ghost Stories, Urban Myths, and Legends. Riverton teacher Alma Law is gathering some of these spooky myths and going to present a little piece at the museum system. I know they've done this in the past, so if you want to mark that on your calendar, Thursday the 17th at the Riverton Museum. That should be a good night of fun for some spooky Halloween stories. Speaking of Alma, we're going to get him on a County 10 podcast. In fact, he may be our guest tomorrow. I don't know 100%. He'll either be our guest tomorrow or on Monday's show. I will make sure you know about it when the podcast comes out. When it comes out, we'll tell you who's on it. But I know over the next couple of episodes, Alma going to be one of our guests. We'll talk about some of these spooky October stories from around Fremont County, and stick around for a couple of bonus pieces of Halloween-related content on the 10Cast Network. Want to thank our guest, Jeremy Hughes, for joining the show today. Thanks to our five sponsors here on the County 10 Podcast. They include the Shoshone Rose Casino, Elevate Rehab, Shoulder to Hand Therapy, Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, Rendezvous Dental, and the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Thanks to you most of all for listening. If you haven't yet, please like us on Facebook and Twitter. We're under 10Cast. That's 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. Shoot us an email anytime you want to get in touch with the show, 10Cast@county10.com. I've appreciated some of the feedback recently, and you can shoot us a Facebook message or comment and let us know what you like and what you dislike, what you want to see more of. Maybe you want to host a show. Maybe you want to be a guest. Let us know about it. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you again tomorrow for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter for more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news. Visit county10.com.